Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scouts. We are turning our attention to Fan Team, as we always do. The international break is nearly over. It feels like a Thursday, Josh, but it's a Wednesday night, but we are getting closer to the Game Week 12 deadline. How are you feeling? You had a good break?
Yeah, I have actually, Matt. I'm really looking forward to the football this weekend, though, to be honest. It felt a bit weird last weekend. I felt like I didn't really have a weekend, to be honest, but... Yeah, let's get some football back this week.
Lost that's what without I the football. Yeah, and obviously it's been lots of the same questions for the last 2 weeks. Son or Kane, Jota, how essential is he? People talk about the new managers, so we're going to talk about all of that in the context of Fan Team with this video. It'd be interesting to get your thoughts on that. We're going to look back at our sort of main teams on this season-long game, how they're getting on, and then we'll turn our attention to the Monster. And there are loads of games for us to talk about. Saturday, you talk about football back. Saturday looks like a great day of football. It's loads of games.
Loads of 3 PMs all on at the same time. So I'm going to be watching like Gillette Soccer Special, whatever format or like whatever your favourite provider is. just seeing all of our players blank probably, but it's still always fun to do anyway.
It absolutely is. Right. So yeah, just for anyone that's not aware, this is a Fan Team stream. We're getting less comments now being like, what the hell is this? This isn't FPL. This is a different game. So I think gradually we're weeding out the ones who shouldn't be here each week. But yeah, we're going to be talking about Fan Team in this video. If you're not aware of what Fan Team is, it's just you head over to fanteam.com. You can take part in the weekly Monster Games, which is basically like having a free hit and building a team to play in that week. And they score points and you can win money because you have to pay money to enter. So obviously gamble responsibly. But it's a great way of using your fantasy knowledge to try and make some cash. There's been some interesting rumours going around, Josh. Fan Team have been teasing some kind of puzzle this week. Any ideas?
You know me, as I can never solve these sort of things. Like, it's just too confusing for me. Like, there was all gaps in it where I couldn't see what was missing. I don't know. Did you have any luck with it?
No. I mean, you can make out like a zero. So I'm guessing that's some kind of prize involving a zero, which is good. I mean, the more of them, the better. But no, I've got no idea. So have to keep your eyes peeled on the Fan Team Twitter page. Give them a follow and then all will be revealed, hopefully, soon. Yeah, no idea.
If it's a zero prize, maybe it's the result of our Monster team that we put in this week, maybe.
Like, that'd be a hell of a reveal, wouldn't it? Just, this is the grand total that Josh and Az have won over the course of this season. Oh dear. Well, speaking of winning nothing, let's come to my season-long team. I had an all right week. I went up about 1,000 places. I brought in Ramsdowne Smith Rowe this week, who got 8 and 6.8 respectively. I've got Trent Rudiger-Diaz, all did okay. Salah Foden Havertz scored as well, which was nice. Vardy, Antonio and Tony up front, who did nothing, but I don't think anyone's forward lines did anything ever. I can't remember the last time a forward actually scored a goal in the league. So I'm up to 2.1k, which seems all right at this stage. Still got my wild card to play. Don't know when I'm going to use that. Need to use that on a... What day do I need to use that? On a Sunday, right?
Yeah, I believe it's like the day before Boxing Day or something. It's, on Fan Team, you have to use it by the start of week 20. Whereas FPL will be January the 1st thing. It has to be like the game week before January the 1st. So the deadlines are slightly different. But
so it's a bit earlier on Fan Team.
Yeah, it's like a week earlier. Last year it was later actually because of we started the season late last year, didn't we? But this year it's flipped around. Fan Teams and earlier, you need to use your first wild card earlier on Fan Team.
I think I'm going to use it this week anyway. There's players I want, players I don't want. Havertz, Vardy, Tony, Soufal, White. Now I've got Ramsdale. I haven't got James. I want Cancelo, not Diaz. Like, there's quite a few changes that I can make. So yeah, I'm considering doing it for my main team. My other teams are doing pretty rubbish. I've got another one in the top 10k though, which is slightly better. I actually had a fairly decent week this week. But yeah, so I've got another team, sort of 8.5k. My Sancho team, which has Jadon Sancho captain every week, is my next best performing team, which is outperforming the team we set up at the start of these streams. It's in 13k. And ours is 15k. So that's just an exposure to why people should be listening to us, right?
Imagine if you didn't have Sancho cap in that team, you might be winning at this point. I think if you didn't have Sancho, you might be. Like, I mean, if it's doing like that well, like, well, yeah, we use well relatively, but if it's doing like okay with Sancho captain, I mean, it's not like he came on most weeks, I think. So like, you've probably just had 1 point for captain doubled like every single week, to be honest.
I mean, I'd definitely have 50 more points if I didn't have Sancho captain. So I'd definitely be at least 2K with my current one. But this is the kind of thing with fan team, isn't it? You build these teams. If Sancho had started the season really strongly and delivered, then that would have been a bit of a differential. So the fact you can have these multiple teams is pretty good. But yeah, I'm pretty good. Someone's who said in the chat, you should have preempted your wild cards. Yes, thank you, Camzy. I'm aware of that, but I didn't. So... there's some things with fantasy that I still find it hard to get my head out of the FPL world, and definitely the price rises and things but maybe I'll wait a week.
Don't copy us, guys. Always play your wild card on the Monday after the game week finishes, okay? That's my only piece of advice probably that's useful, but yeah, don't copy us.
I mean, Josh won it. I have not got a particularly good track record, so I'm here as attractive host. You're here as brains and knowledge. So yeah,
definitely not attractive on my side, I was going to say, but there we go.
I had to straighten your camera up a second ago before you came on. You were all like wonky. You were like off to the side. Let's take a look at your team. You've gone past me. There you go. But you have got four teams all in the top 10K. Your best is 3075. You've got another one at 3.4 and another one at 4.9. So yeah, you've got a few more fingers in pies. Your best team had Saar in goal, Van Dijk, no Trent, Rudiger, Christensen, Cancelo, no James or Chilwell like me, Salah, Jota, Saint-Maximin, Antonio, Tony and Ronaldo. Yeah, not a particularly good week for you then.
Your Arsenal boys destroyed me, mate. Yeah. I really didn't like the Arsenal goal. There was a few things wrong with it, obviously. They should have given Watford the ball back. Then there was a foul, which the ref didn't give and didn't look at VAR. And then he curls it in from like 25 yards. So, I mean, that was an unfortunate goal for me, but it reaped the rewards for you, didn't it? Very much so. But yeah, there's just no points on this team, mate. You can just see it right now. There's just no points. It was just one of those weeks. I had Cancelo, which is the only, like you had Diaz, I had Cancelo. Mm. That's like the only place where I made points. All the rest of the positions I've lost ground on you, basically. So, yeah, not a good week. Hoping to have a much better one this week. And I think this was like the tail of most of my teams, actually. I think I just had a bad week across the board. I have to admit, I've bought in Smith Rowe on some teams now, but last game week, I didn't have any of him whatsoever. I've got no Ramsdale. I've got Trent in a lot of teams, but not in this one, which is obviously, this is the one I wanted him in. So, yeah. Mm. Lots to think about for this week, I think.
Yeah, I think obviously, like, we have multiple teams and sort of, you know, five, six different teams or more. I mean, I'm not going to say how many you've got because it's pretty quite a lot, but you do tend to flock to kind of the same sort of teams. Like, you have a few players different each one, but generally speaking, I haven't got teams with, like, you know, a completely different first 11 to another one. So it is kind of, you all do quite well. Some get bigger rises than others, but yeah, I'm still finding they kind of all go up a little bit or all just go down. But yeah
mine are all super super similar. So as you say, like, if I have a good week on one, most of the times I'm gonna have a good week across the board, and if I have a disaster, it's gonna all come plummeting down. Because at the start of the season, I think I picked from a player pool of like 25 players and just like made each team two players different from each other, basically. So yeah, they're never going to be so different, to be honest. Yeah.
Nuclear Atoms in the chat on his first fan team video. Hi, Nuclear Atoms. As passes both Mark and Josh, having the time of his life. Yeah, I am. He's right. Yeah, absolutely smashing it. He also says you look like a young Magnus Carlsen, which is... I don't know about that.
He's a much better looking man than me. I'll absolutely take that. And also, as you're probably a bit prouder to go past Mark than me, to be honest. I mean, Mark's the absolute goat, isn't he?
So, I don't know. You're the fan team goat. In my eyes. So if I can stay ahead of you, I'm pretty much guaranteed to win some money. That's the way I'm looking at it. But Yeah, I think that might be quite hopeful. We'll come back to these in a bit. We're going to look at the monster teams now, and then we'll come back and talk about the players we're looking at. We touch on these kind of as we go. It's the monster game. There's loads of teams to select from. You've got Arsenal, Villa, Brentford, Brighton, Burnley, Palace, Everton, Leeds, Liverpool City, United, Newcastle, Norwich, Southampton, Spurs, Watford, West Ham, Wolves. I think the only players not there are Chelsea, Leicester, I believe, because that's the early kickoff, right? Everyone else is selected. And there's so many like kind of good fixtures, exciting fixtures to look at. Looking at them, what games are you kind of most excited about and who are you going to be targeting?
I love Man City against Everton. I mean, they tend to do well against Everton anyway, but they just look so good at the moment. I think I really like that fixture as a starter. I mean, they've been priced accordingly. I think they're the highest, most expensive in like each position again, which we've come to sort of expect with Man City, haven't we, really? I can't not look at United against Watford, mate. I mean, that's got to be a good fixture for Man United, hasn't it? Surely they can get some goals in that one, I think. I hope Liverpool-Arsenal's a great game, to be honest. I hope it's got the goals in it that sort of it has done in the past. I hope it's like a both teams to score, a bit of a classic, because that could be a really, really good game, I think.
It's interesting, the Liverpool-Arsenal game, because a couple of weeks ago, I would have just said, Salah's an easy captain, you know, Arsenal were a bit of a shambles. Let's just back against them. But I don't know, you know, Liverpool have a couple of injuries now. Robertson's a bit of a doubt. Mane's a bit of a doubt. I think Origi's out as well, or potentially out. But then it's squad depth, isn't it? Whereas Arsenal look good at the moment. They're you know, the goalkeeper's in good form. Defence is looking good. They look solid in attack. They've got Sambi there, who's playing well with Partey. I like Arsenal at the moment. I don't think Liverpool are going to get 3-4 goals in that. They're not a team I'm looking to target in this monster.
No, I think it's the... I mean, I don't want to give any spoilers away or anything. I quite like the other side of the game, to be honest, for the attackers and stuff. I mean, Arsenal are very, 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 very cheap. Like, cheaper than Norwich, to give some context. So, I mean, like, I think if we need any enablers, that might be one place we can look, definitely, on the Arsenal side of that one, because I really fancy them to score as, like, I really, really do in this game. So
interesting. Yeah, well, having a look at the players, I mean, the most expensive player this week is Phil Foden. He's going to set you back 14.5 for this game. I think that's probably quite fair. De Bruyne is there, 14.4. Salah, then, is sort of sandwiched between all these City players, 14.2. Gabriel Jesus, 14. Grealish, 13.8. Mahrez and Sterling. But I mean, it's only really Foden, I think, from that list who I would be considering. I mean, Gabriel Jesus at 14, possibly, but you're probably only going to be able to afford one of them unless you go ultra cheap everywhere else.
It's interesting. Did you say Foden's the most expensive this week, right? Right at the top, yeah? We haven't seen this all year. He's been like sort of in the middle, so like, you've had a bit of a safety net under him, but also you might have got him on for one of the ones above him, but he's taken his place at the top. And to be honest, whenever he's played, he's scored, hasn't he? So
yeah,
I think he deserves it. But yeah, I do like the fixture. But again, my eyes on Cancelo, if anyone, to be honest, he has just looked unbelievable. I think he's 11-3 this week. He has just looked so good going forward, and they're keeping the clean sheets to go with it. So it's like the match made in heaven, really.
I think Cancelo's a must in this week. I just can't see how Everton are going to score in this match. I mean, City's defensive numbers are so ludicrously good. And Everton are... I mean, is Calvert-Lewin going to be back? Is Doucouré going to be back? Probably not. We'll know a bit more towards the end of the week, but I'd be surprised. And even if they are back, they've been out for so long, they're not just going to come in and be sort of, you know, fully up to speed. It's not really the game to drop in your, you know, injured players for the last however long in the away game against Man City, unless you're literally trying to build fitness because it's going to run after the ball for 90 minutes. So I think Cancelo's a great pick at 11.3. I don't think Diaz is too bad at 10.6 either.
You know, I like pairing them. So yeah, you know what I mean? Like, if we're having Cancelo, I don't think it's a bad thing to sort of just back that clean sheet to the heavens or however you want to call it. So yeah, just double it up, I think.
Yeah, because I mean, the other games that look good for clean sheets, I would say, are Southampton-Norwich. Southampton have got the best defensive stats over the last 4 weeks. Norwich, with Dean Smith now at the helm, we're expecting them to improve, but hasn't exactly had a lot of time to work with them. So I think that's going to be a tough game for them. I like the look of Palace as well. Palace against Burnley. Palace have been fantastic defensively too. I mean, it would be typical of Burnley to kind of spoil that party, but, you know, I think realistically they should keep a clean sheet. And Brentford as well. I mean, Newcastle, the worst attack in the league. And again, I think Howe is going to improve them offensively, but it takes time to do so. So they're the three I like. Would you agree with that?
Yep. I think Saints and Palace are at the top of, or towards the top of my like sort of value list. I mean, Livramento at 8 million, playing as basically a winger again. I think that's a great price for him, to be honest, against the team that's bottom of the league. Well, I think they were bottom of the league, sorry. But yeah, against Norwich, I think it's a great fixture, yeah.
What, the double up with McCarthy?
Exactly, yeah. I think that's what I'm going to do on definitely some teams. And I think that's a nice way to start this team as well.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, we could even put in a Palace defender as well. I mean, you know, these are cheap players. 7.4 for Mitchell, for example, seems a good pick. The thing is, there's cheap teams with good fixtures this week. So we've got Cancelo. I think we compare them with, you know, cheaper defenders and then go for it in attack. Because, I mean, you've got Leeds and Spurs, which should hopefully have some goals in it. Watford United, like you mentioned. City, Everton, you know, Liverpool, Arsenal. These are all games that have potential. And I think we need to have quite a few of the big premium assets in this. So if you're picking kind of one or two premiums, who are you going for?
I like a Man United player of some capacity. I think I'd narrow it down to Bruno and Ronaldo, to be honest. One of those two, I think, could be
Ronaldo, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, I love both of them as like individual players. So let's go Ronaldo, I think, as a striker. The only thing, Gaz, is it takes up a striker slot, which we know is quite precious on this monster game. But as you alluded to earlier, they haven't been scoring many goals. So maybe we do just take Ronaldo on this instance.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I'm going to be going for Ronaldo captain in my fantasy team, my Premier League team as well. I'm going to bring him in this week. I'm going to captain him in this monster as well for any that I enter and just hope he kind of outscores Salah. Do we need Salah?
I actually, I don't think we do this week, especially if we're not going to captain him. I think it's one of them. You pick him if you're going to captain him again. And if you're going to captain him, that's a great play. And to be honest, in the Monsters, he doesn't get that much ownership quite often because people think, oh, okay, I've got him in my season-long team. I'm going to pick something else on my Monster team. So he goes a little bit under-owned. But I like Ronaldo captain this week, mate. So I think we go with Ronaldo and maybe don't go with Salah. I don't know. Let's see if we've got any money left at the end, maybe as the last slot.
Yep. Who else you like?
Rafinha, I love. 7.7 he is, I think. I mean, I think that's an unbelievable price this week.
Yep.
We need a bit of value still if we want some more premium. So I think Rafinha fits the bill. And I also like the Arsenal boys I just talked about. Aubameyang's 6.9 and ESR's 6.7, wow. I think.
Yeah, that is
so
true.
I think if we need some value, those are the two places to go this week, I think.
Let's come back to Arsenal. I mean, I don't ideally want to put an Arsenal player in my team, but if we need to, then we can. What about the Spurs players? Because I mean, that's been the big talk. Son or Kane? Do we need both? Do you need either? Leeds have been improving defensively. You know, Phillips is back, which just completely changes them as well. Conte hasn't had much time. What's your thoughts on Spurs? Do you still think that we need to give it a week or so, or do you think this is a good week to target them?
I think it's a classic case of the game week's going to hinge on those Spurs players, I think, literally. I think it's like that clear this week. I think if they do well, the people who went early on them are going to have absolutely amazing weeks and make big ground. If they're blank, everyone who didn't bring them in will say, I told you so, and Spurs are still rubbish. I am going to do some teams with Son and Kane, some teams without any of them, and then probably a few in the middle with one of Son or Kane. So I think
I'm really sticking your colours to the matter, Josh.
This is the beauty of multi-entering us, because you get to like cover the two bases of the ones you're unsure on. I'm really not sure on Spurs. I think the safe thing to do is to pick one of them, I think. I think that's probably like the reasonable strategy.
Well, which one do you go for?
The one who scored 7 goals or the South Korean? I'd probably still go for the South Korean Son, to be honest. I mean, I just think he's great. I think he's absolutely amazing. Kane hasn't showed anything for Spurs all season. I prefer Son, but it's one of them where you're going to look ridiculous if Kane scores 2 at the weekend, because obviously he's got all the international form going into this game. So yeah, I'd go Son, would you?
International form. I know. That's a stretch. I'd go Son any day.
I would go Son as well. I'm glad we agree on that one.
The only reason I'm considering sort of Kane for my normal team is just because of that switch to Ronaldo. But I would think, you know, for the good run of fixtures Spurs has, if you offered me either Kane or Son for those 4 weeks, I'd pick Son any day, given what I've seen so far.
had this penciled in, mate, actually, this period to go, because obviously we all had Lukaku in week 7. I was then going to move to Kane, then going to move to Ronaldo in the exact same way you're talking about. Mm. I had it penciled in from like week 3, but then Lukaku got injured early and it just ruined everything. So, and obviously Kane didn't look very good either, was the other side of that coin. So yeah, I just abandoned the move, but I think it makes perfect sense at this point, yeah.
Yep. Brighton Villa, what do you reckon about Gerrard coming in?
Again, like I think the Brighton defenders are very cheap this week. I think Lamptey was 6.2, I think, from what I saw.
Yep.
Like that seems really cheap. But
and you've got the safety. I think
exactly. He's got one under him as well, which is fine. I still fancy Villa to score. I fancy him to score exactly one, I think, which is the annoying thing. But there is a chance of a clean sheet for Brighton there. So if you can catch it for that cheap, then you're going to be in big business on the monster.
Trossard for 8.4.
I don't mind it. He wasn't on my shortlist, but I don't think it's a bad price. He's a 90-minute man. And he's been playing up top, hasn't he? Did he play up top last game as well?
Yeah, yeah.
It's good. It's not a bad pick. Like, I love an out-of-position player, I have to say.
Yeah,
I'm just looking at my list. Sorry, mate. Because last week I had the disaster with the prices, so I've got them all written down. The ones nice. I like in front of me this week. So there we go. Yeah, I've got the Son and Kane thing written down. I like Callum Wilson and Watkins. They're both at 9 million. I think they both play 90 minutes. They might nick a goal. Are you got any strong thoughts on either of those two, or do you not fancy?
I don't mind Wilson. You know, with Howe coming in. It is kind of a similar to Kane one. They haven't got any of the stats to back up the fact they're going to start scoring goals all of a sudden. But he knows Wilson. He's worked with him before. It'd be interesting to know what happens with Fraser as well, because obviously they had the falling out at the end of with the COVID year, because Fraser basically refused to play and Bournemouth ended up getting relegated. And now he's kind of been reunited with Howe. So I don't know if he's going to bring him back into the team. Be a hell of a, you know, turnaround if he does. But yeah, I'm on board with Callum Wilson against Brentford. Brentford have been absolutely awful this season. So, well, not this season, well, the last couple of games.
Yeah. I was going to say. The other ones I don't mind are Jimenez and Huang from Wolves. I think they're 8.3 and 8.2. Mm. I think Jimenez is a great price at 8.3, to be honest, against West Ham. West Ham were really good defensively up till the Liverpool game, and they weren't bad in the Liverpool game, but obviously they did concede 2 goals. I think Jimenez could easily score against West Ham, to be honest. And he's a little bit cheaper than Wilson and Watkins, which feels like a good discount to me. I don't know.
Yeah. I think we need one of the Palace mids as well. We've got Gallagher at 9.1, Zaha 8.9. Elise is there as well, 8.4. Not much in it price-wise between Gallagher and Zaha. Gallagher's obviously the one who's been plundering, but I don't think Zaha's a bad pick.
I prefer Zaha for cheaper, mate. I haven't written Gallagher down. I've got Zaha written down at 8.9. I think I like that. The same as Mbeumo. I think I take Zaha every day in that sort of like-for-like price this week, I think.
Okay. Well, we've got 14.9 for our final midfielder spot. So we can have pretty much anyone we want.
I'd take the one at the top, to be honest.
We can have whoever we want. So I think we grab Phil Foden.
Yep, I agree completely.
Lovely. So that gives us a team of McCarthy and Livramento. Cancelo and Mitchell, Rafinha, Son, Zaha and Phil Foden, Ronaldo captain, Wilson and Raul Jimenez.
I love this one this week. Yeah. It seemed to fit into place, mate. It seemed to just slot in nicely this week.
I mean, we've got 400k to upgrade, but I can't really see where we'd use it. I think we've done pretty well. Yep, nice. Enter.
Amazing.
Missing vice captain. Go on, Phil. I'll give that to you, mate. Lovely. Right, we're in. Excellent stuff. So let's take a look at some of the other teams that you put together. Your first one you sent me has got McCarthy and Livramento. I always like it when we end up with the same thoughts.
You said them too as well. I didn't even say them. I was well proud you said them straight away. Yeah.
McCarthy, Livramento, Laporte, Cancelo, captain. Interesting. And then Salah. Oh, come on, Josh. Sarr again. Are you kidding me? You just done that to wind me up. Fernandez, Bowen, Wilson, Kane and Aubameyang. So it's very different to the team that we've got. Sarr.
The defence is similar at least, yeah. The defence is similar at least, to be fair.
Yeah. I mean, United are the worst team statistically in the league over the last 4 game weeks, defensively. So I can kind of understand the logic of Sarr. Kind of, but he's so disappointing.
Yeah, I've put him in because, as you can see in this team, I've got no Man United defence. If anyone's going to score for Watford, I still fundamentally believe he's the most likely to do so. He was 6.8. To be honest, I'm supposed to go Smith Rowe over him in that spot, aren't I, for 6.7, I think, surely. Like, looking at it, I think Smith Rowe, just going for it. But it's an alternative. I think it's there's not a lot in it between those two. So I just went for Saar on this one. But he's not in either of the other one or two I sent you, I promise. So, yeah.
And Cancelo captain, just back in the clean sheet. And
he's that good, mate. Players. That's how good he looks at the moment. Like, I just think he's worth a captaincy. Like, at the moment, he's like in the conversation because they're keeping clean sheets for fun. And he's literally playing as a winger / striker. Like, he's down the middle sometimes. He's on the bar line sometimes. He's just looking amazing going forward. Yep. So, yeah.
Yeah, I love that guy. Very different one. Monster 2, got McCarthy and Livramento again. Lots of different. But then double United defence, Shaw and Wan-Bissaka. Yeah, that's definitely going to pay off, Josh. Obviously. Cancelo and Diaz. Two in midfield, Salah captain and Bowen, and then Wilson, Kane and Aubameyang. You're liking this Wilson, Kane and Aubameyang front three then?
Yeah, I went for just a different shape on this one, as you can see. Like, five at the back's not what I'd do on the season-long game, but on a weekly monster as a one-off, it can definitely pay off if you catch the three clean sheets. Obviously, no Saar in this one. I'm backing him not to score in this one with the double United defence. And then, I've gone for Salah captain just because, as I said, I think he goes slightly under-owned on the monster, which if you catch him on a good day, obviously he could haul huge as captain still against any opposition. So, yeah.
It's worth pointing out, by the way,
Son over Kane.
You do get a reduced amount of points when you double and triple up on defence, right?
Yep. So it's worth saying that. So I'd never, ever triple up on a defence because I think you lose 2 points for the third guy. So... If you have one defender from a team, you lose nothing. If you have two defenders from a team, you lose 1 point between the two of them. And if you have three defenders from a team, you lose one for the second guy and two for the third guy. So when you're tripling up, obviously -3, that feels like too much to take off. But if you just double him, -1 feels okay, I think, considering you like reducing the number of results you need, if that makes sense.
See, look at me learning the rules, Josh. I'm learning the rules.
Yeah, I know. Well, you picked that up without you like asked the right question there as well. I was loving it. Like, it's going well. These videos are going well for someone at least.
Thank you. Well, that's the idea of these. I'm learning along with everyone else. I mean, I'm not sure that was the aim when we started doing them, but it's become apparent that is what we're doing. If you feel like a noob watching these, don't worry, you're not alone. You're thinking for Kane in this then.
For what it's worth, Wilson could easily become Watkins in this team. I'm just looking at it, and Kane could easily become Son. There's little changes I could make to this team, and like I'd still be happy with it, I think. So yeah. Just really need those Man City and Southampton clean sheets to come in as we've seen so far. I've got them on both the first two teams, I think.
Yep. Let's take a look at your third team. So this one's even more different. You've gone double United defence again, De Gea and Shaw. Regulon and Emerson, double Spurs defence, double Spurs wing-backs. I like that. Son as well. Salah, Fernandez captain on this one. Cornet, we didn't talk about him, 8.6. That's a good price for him. I mean, talk about out-of-position players. Him and Trossard are two of those at the moment. I like that. Wilson, Aubameyang, and then Jimenez. One player we haven't talked about is Armstrong or any of the kind of Southampton strikers, obviously up against Norwich. I think Armstrong's a pretty solid pick going into this. I like Che Adams as well. Two goals over the international breakers.
Adams is 9.3, I think. Yeah, I looked at it and I think my like instant reaction was that's too expensive. But they're playing Norwich. I think I just didn't register it at the time when I was looking at the prices. I think they're very much in play at sort of the just over 9 million mark. I think you could take your pick with whichever one you sort of feel strongly about out of those ones, I think. And there's always my player, James Ward-Prowse, of course, on penalties against the worst team in the league. So, yeah.
I cannot believe none of these three teams you've sent me have Ward-Prowse in.
I think he was 10-4 or something. Ooh. He was really quite expensive this week. I looked at it. I was like, oh, God. Like, even I was a bit put off, to be honest. I won't say that. I won't say that in front of him.
But yeah. too pricey.
Cornet is great. Obviously, I've got Son in this one. So, I've done the Kane-Son switch finally. I think I do marginally prefer Son, actually. And the wing-backs for Spurs, I just think no one will pick them. So, I think if that clean sheet does come off, which, I'm not fully, like, oh, that's definitely going to come in. But if it does, I think that'll be a really nice differential on everyone else in the tournament, I think, or at least a lot of other people.
I think this is my favourite, actually. I think if
I like the Bruno cap as well, yeah. I have to say. I think he might go really, really off, especially if he's still got penalties, yeah. which he might well do, I think.
And he'll go under the radar as well, because I think everyone's going to kind of favour Ronaldo. I wouldn't go for the defensive double up with United. I'd swap out them for Southampton.
Anyone.
Yeah, anyone. But the rest of it, I really like the double Spurs wing-backs. It's exciting.
I think that makes it a fun team. Yeah, maybe I'll re-look at the Man United defence. I definitely don't want two teams with it, and I don't think. I might have one just because I think a lot of people will think like you and not pick it. Mm. And then you'll look back and think, oh, they played Watford. It was a bit obvious kind of thing. But they haven't looked good, have they?
No.
Not at all.
No. Phantom Reacts is in the chat just asking about the defender losing points if you have more of them, because it's a daily game. Obviously you have quite a big advantage if you pick three defenders and they keep a clean sheet. It's like a massive amount of points, so to kind of handicap it a little bit, there's a small penalty on doing that. So as Josh said, if you double up you lose 1 point, if you triple up you lose 3 points, right?
Yeah,
that's what he said.
Exactly. Yeah,
and it's just a way of not just balancing a little bit, so it's not complete, because otherwise everyone would just go for triple defense and just try and hit it, whereas this way it kind of makes it a little bit less powerful if the clean sheet does come.
That's what everyone used to do as well, by the way. Everyone used to pick two triple defenses on daily teams, because why wouldn't you? I mean, and it just gets boring, so it's just trying to make the teams a bit more diverse and like force people to pick like different combinations or whatever. So yep. Yeah,
absolutely. I mean, the bad thing obviously is if you do a double up and they lose the clean sheets, you also would lose the point anyway, right?
No, it's only if they keep only a clean if sheet, you lose the sheet. Point. Yeah.
There you go. See, I'm learning. I'm a noob. I was so close to looking like I knew what I was talking about, but yeah, not quite. Great. So let's talk about our season long games. Like I said, I'm gonna wildcard. I think. This week, I'm going
to
bring in...
It's a good week to do it, I think, seriously. Like, I know, yeah. I always joke about doing it straight away after the game week, but it's a really good week. So much stuff has changed since the last deadline. It's insane, literally.
Yeah, I mean, this is the team I've got at the moment. I've got Ramsdale, Trent, Rudiger, James, Diaz, Salah, Foden, Havertz, Vardy, Antonio, Tony, and then a bench of White, Smith Rowe, Gilmore. I mean, it's kind of like every week. It's not too bad. Like, there's... not a huge amount of players, but I definitely want Cancelo. I've already used a transfer, so I've already got James in. So I want Cancelo. I don't particularly want Rudiger anymore, because I just think the Chelsea wingbacks are so superior to him that he's just not really doing it for me. I don't want Havertz anymore. Lukaku's back. Vardy's got to go. You know, the game against Chelsea, terrible underlying stats. Tony's been an absolute like nonsense pick. And then, yeah, Ben White, I don't really want him with Ramsdale. Gilmore's obviously not doing much. Smith Rowe's okay. But I just think it could use a bit of a freshening up, you know?
I think you'd need to move Havertz, definitely. You definitely prefer Cancelo to Diaz. So those are two key spots. And Vardy as well, of course. So that's three you'd want to change, yeah. If you've got no free transfers, I think you can't do those three moves for minus 12 or whatever. So I'd just do it and freshen up the rest of it a bit as well. Would you keep Antonio?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we talk about international form. Again, I mean, the two goals he scored, two completely different goals.
I saw the one.
Yeah, one where he just beats everyone and then just slots in. Another where he scores from outside the box. I just don't want to lose him. West Ham are so good and he's still the focal point of that attack. And I do like Bowen. I like Fornals as well. But Antonio's going to get another haul soon. I just don't see how we can't. West Ham are so good at the minute. He's still playing well, even though he hasn't really been getting the points. So yeah, I'd be keeping him.
Yeah, I've got a really tough. I know I've got a really tough dilemma on FPL. I've got to get Cancelo in, but I can't. I don't want to sell him and Ezra Antonio. So yeah.
Yeah.
It's a nightmare over there. Let's focus on this instead.
Let's have a look at our team, which is doing terribly. We bought in Guaita this week, which looked good when he kept a clean sheet. But then we would have had Foster coming in with his penalty save if we had... I mean, we've had Backman and Foster.
We can't catch a break. We can't catch a break on this guy. No.
Yeah, very annoying. We've got Azpilicueta, Christensen and Henry, who've been absolutely useless for us because we didn't get any of the Chelsea wingbacks, and Brentford have gone to pot. We've got Mane, Ward-Prowse, Salah captain. We've still got Damari Gray. Antonio, Tony Ronaldo, and then Tierney, Zaha, Bowen. I mean, I think this is a wild card as well.
Yeah, I just want to give Henry a bit of credit. He did score last week, to be fair to him.
Oh, he did, actually.
Like, I will,
yeah,
I will give him that. Like, yeah, he was, he probably got our only goal in this team by the looks of it, but we'll take it anyway.
So who would you, building a wild card team?
I mean, I would keep this front three for sure. I can't see any other way, other three to pick, to be honest. Like, I love Tony still. I think he's amazing for fan team. He's 6 million. Mm. He gets 90 minutes. He's on penalties. They've got good fixtures. I would keep this front three for sure. I just wouldn't pick anyone else, I don't think. The defence, we need the Chelsea wing back. So you'd swap those like for like, team for team, I think, almost. Yep. Or you'd definitely have one of James or Chilwell anyway. You'd have Cancelo, 100%.
Trent?
You'd have Trent as well, yeah. So that would be your three defenders starting. And then you could just pick two sort of four, five guys for the bench or whatever. I don't know. I think that'd be a nice team. All four at the back with double Chelsea defence, I think, is another option as well.
Yeah, absolutely. It does get a bit tricky to build it, because I tried to do it earlier and I thought it'd be really easy, and then it wasn't. I do quite like the idea of the double Chelsea wing-backs. So you get into a kind of... I mean, we've got Mane there at 10.4. He is still costing us a lot of money. Maybe we move him down to Foden?
He'd be the one who... That's exactly what I was going to say, mate. Mm. Him to Foden literally is what I think I would do. Honestly, on wild card, I think I would do that for sure.
And then we've got two...
And that's where you get a bit of money to like improve the bench or whatever, because the rest of it, I think, is fine, largely, to be honest.
Yeah. And then we grab two 4.5 mids.
Yep, if you're playing four at the back, yeah, you can definitely have 2 4.5 mids. That seems good.
Yep. So we need to do this. Just clicking around. Oh, no, should we debate the merits of the 4.5 mids, or should I just grab Sissoko and God, who else?
Norgaard's good. Sissoko's good. Even Alan was good. I don't know if he's... No, I feel like he got injured or something. Like, it feels so long ago before the break. I'd go Sissoko and Norgaard and just leave it at that, I think.
And Ward-Prowse stays.
You need someone in that slot who's just going to tick over the points. It doesn't have to be Ward-Prowse. There's other people in the price bracket who just get 90 minutes and just play every week. But I think I prefer Ward-Prowse to Souček for sure, and definitely to Saar.
Yeah,
I'm struggling to see who else we'd go, really, because obviously, as you said, Havertz has gone now. He's not an option anymore, I don't think. Tielemans has done really good for Leicester. He's done really, really well this season, and he's definitely a 90-minute guy. So he could be another option.
6 points. So we could afford him.
Yeah, I'm struggling, really. It's really close between those two. He's got Norwich. He's on penalties. I think you at least keep him for this one and maybe reassess in a couple of games or something if you still hate him, which you do. So, yeah.
Nuclear Atoms. This goes to show that two heads is a mess. It absolutely does, especially when those two heads are you and I as well. It doesn't help.
It depends which two heads you've got, I was going to say, but these ones aren't so good, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, we should be doing better than this between us. I mean, we've got so many years of experience. I mean, you won the bloody thing. I'm like head of video for Scout, and between us, we're 15k in the world at fan team. It's pretty shocking.
That team looks good now. Would you go Guaita in goal, sorry, or would you swap it? Like, would you swap that to like Ramsdale maybe?
Yeah, that's a good, but I don't think we can afford Ramsdale now. 4.9. No, we can't.
Oh my god, has he gone up 0.4?
I don't mind Guaita.
Yeah. They look good defensively. Yeah. They do look good defensively. They got a good game this week. They got Burnley away this week, have they?
Yeah. And good game fixtures as well coming up. I think Guaita's fine. Nice.
Yep.
Let's lock that in then. Oh, I'm making loads of changes. Done. There you go. And I can actually do these transfers because it's a wild card. So if anything happens, we're good. Nice. I think that's it then. The wild card's done. I'm going to play my wild card this week. Have you got many wild cards left, or have you done the sensible thing and used them when you should?
No, I've only used two wild cards. I think I've got 11. I've got 13 teams, so I think I've got 11 left. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice. Someone in the chat said Smith Rowe, which is a very good point because he has looked brilliant, to be honest. And there's other people in that bracket as well. There's Gallagher that would definitely be an option on wild card. They're probably the main two, to be honest, who've just been like surging in value up.
Yeah.
So I think Smith Rowe could be an option.
It's the wing backs, isn't it? It's the wing backs. We've got Chilwell and James, or we go for a Smith Rowe or a Gallagher or someone like that. I like the double wing backs on this. I think we stick with that. But Smith Rowe,
that's a powerful defence. Look at that, four defenders on there. I mean, it's a very, very powerful defence.
Yeah.
Trent, Cancelo, Chilwell, James. They'll just get you the points over the season, I think. So
I like
you just don't have to worry about that.
I think we've nailed this wild card. There you go.
It's very nice.
What you get?
I wish some of my teams looked like that. Yeah, I was going to say.
Lovely
and
stuff.
Interesting, we went for no Spurs as well on that wild card, by the way.
Yeah.
Which is like, we're in the wait and see camp by the looks of it. I think.
Well, we've got Ronaldo. This is the thing. This is why I don't mind going for Ronaldo for a 1 week punt and then assessing Spurs and then deciding what to do kind of after that. Because, you know, if we've got Ronaldo for Watford, and then if Spurs do look good against Leeds, then we just move in for Kane going forward. So, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the plan. Nice. Josh, pleasure as always to chat to you. Good luck this week. Be good to have the football back. We will be back next week at our usual time slot, which is Thursday at 12. Does it 12? Is that our usual time slot? Been so long, can't even remember. Yep. So we'll be back then. But Josh, have a good evening, and I will speak to you soon.
Yeah, I'm just going to go off and try and solve that jigsaw from the fan team and Twitter post. So hopefully I can nail it down within a few days.
There's a new clue
something.
Coming at 8. So we can have a
look. Is there?
There is.
I'm not sure it'll help me, but it might help some of the viewers. So yeah, hopefully.